Hi, this is Rodney Dangerfield. The folks are at home now. They're all out bungee jumping. You can watch them bungee jump until 5 p.m. After that, you can visit them all at St. Mary's Hospital. Okay, here's the beep.
Holy shit! A nuclear bomb has just dropped in Pakistan. Oh my god!
You know how it is. You go out, you meet somebody, you're hanging out with them, and it's all good. You know, you're talking away. You're talking about shit, and you get into like philosophy, that coffee shop talk, and you're like, going on, and you're talking about, well, you know, the universe is always expanding and everything. You know, what about my day in traffic? You know, I'm really worried about traffic, and everything's all in my life and my bills and everything.
John, you fucking sucksores!
Fuck you, you fucking fuckers! I know what you mean, I know what you mean, right in the middle of conversation, because I said, well, I just can't wait for the rapture for Jesus to come to take us all away, and then I'll be just fine, and we won't have to worry about this anymore, and you don't say anything else, but you know what happens, it goes, you're insane, this guy's fucking crazy, and all of a sudden you're trying to get started, you're like, holy fuck, this guy's a wacko, and then your number one drive right then and there is to get the fuck away from them. You're like, oh my god, I just realized everybody at this table is crazy, and then they got a crazy, glassy-eyed look on their face, and they're just completely fucked. Why the hell is it that these people can just infiltrate into our society? We sort of lock them away, and then one day I will cosmically be whisked away to another fucking dimension,
The chosen one. The skull of our saint. Yep. Be on fucking eBay.
Is there room for Jesus in your little game here?
Interesting.
Sean, send your addy to me and I'll get you a shirt. No, TK, that's fine. I do not exploit the listeners, unlike Sim.
Well,
that's okay then.
He actually offered me money and I said, no, I don't want money.
You're crazy! And everyone can see that, in fact, this person is insane.
Well, that's it for tonight's show.
Call it out in the middle of the coffee shop. Just be sitting there talking and go, you know, that God is my co-pilot. And you go, you are crazy! Point at them and begin running, because that'll be the only thing you can do. Get the fuck away from these people. They're crazy. You know, I don't want anyone who's
don't worry, I'm not
their co-pilot.
This guy's
who's flying
moving
the fucking plane?
And I was over at his house with my wife, and he was talking, because there was a person from Focus on the Family there, and I didn't know they were all at dinner, and this person from Focus on the Family sitting across from me. And they say, what do you do? And I said, blah, 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 what do you do? And I say, I work for Focus on the Family, and I've got to eat the rest of my fucking meal. Okay, and I'm like,
And
so you, like, censor music and stuff. And my wife is, like, looking at me, you know, she's got the taser out, she's got the trank gun with about a billion cc's of Thorazine in there. I have these seizures.
You don't want anyone to think God is your co-pilot? I mean,
thanks for going after Jell-O.
So after they leave, I say, yeah, I never want to see that person again. And they're like, why? Because
it's crazy. That's crazy talk.
Because
you're doing that shit. That's just what you do when you go fucking insane.
I was playing Dungeons & Dragons. Yay! I hate them! And they're like, well, yeah, but...
Oh my god.
They're not really that bad. I'm like, yes, they are the devil! One of these days, if I was going to do that, I'm going to put a
Sean Kennedy,
sticker on the back of my car and wear
man.
Like a lizard man mask. And wait for some, like a hoodie, and wait for some asshole. And then I'll...
wait for somebody to come
and wait for someone to drive up real and look up beside me and I'll go, ah! And they'll be like, oh my god!
You didn't do that. You suck. You have nothing. Just ask small cows.
Okay.
Beep, beep, beep. Can we rewind that?
Sorry.
Good.
While I'm eating there, I look over and there's this picture of this shitty little log house. It's just a shitty, shitty little log house, you know, on the prairies.
Yeah.
It's like a white piece of paper with someone took a shit and made a log house out of it. I'm like, wow, that is one shitty log house, dude. And he goes, oh, yeah, I used to live there. That's where I grew up. And I'm like, dude. Now, he's old. Okay, this guy's like, old. He's like Yoda. And I said, you lived in this house? And he goes, yeah, this is... And I'm like, this is how the house looks like now, right? It's all run down. He goes, no, that's what it looked like when we were living in it. And I'm like, wow, that's really mental.
How many kids? 12?
And I was staring at this, like, just bewitched. And I said, you know, what did you do for fun?
Yeah.
You know, like, what would you do for fun? You can't fly a kite. You can't go for a walk. You live on a blank sheet of paper, G. Like, it gets so cold outside, like, fucking birds are dying and shit. What do you do?
Well... Sometimes in summer, what I would do is I would wait for my mother to go get some baking soda. And then I would wander around and find some gooseberries. And then I would pick a whole bunch of gooseberries. And I would I would take a spoonful of gooseberries and a spoonful of baking soda, and I would chew them up in my mouth, and it would tingle, and all the foam would come out of my mouth, and I would laugh because it felt funny. And I'm like sitting there staring at this guy with eyes the size of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, thinking of this fucking kid laughing away, foaming at the mouth in this fucked up house in the middle of the prairies. I'm like, somebody get this brother some internet access! Like, that shit would get old for me pretty fast. I'd be like, what do you do for fun, John?
Man, I run at the house as fast as I can. Hope to cash in chips and get the fuck off this planet so I can be reincarnated in something more exciting. Like, say, a slug. Because if I die and go to hell, I'm quite sure it'll be a chicken farm in Saskatchewan. Okay, that's how that shit works. What the fuck?
I swear to God, man, the prairie's slick back.
For starts, the afternoon thing was cool. It just sounded more than great. Hal, I offered to hand...
You're slurring. I can't understand what you're saying.
Slurring. Why don't you just read that, Mr. Fucking Station?
I found our April 1st log from CFUR. That's a radio station he worked for up in Prince George, or it's one of those small cities up there.
Oh, cool.
It was Prince George.
Cool.
It has part of Strong K's suicide rant played in the daytime broadcast radio.
Oh, my God.
Until the UNBC security told us to turn it off. It was cool to hear Don't Kill Yourself, Kill Other People blasted on the speakers out to the UNBC Winter Garden.
That's awesome.
I really like the CRTC. They let us get away with anything, unlike the UNBC security, who was like, well, you should turn that off. He's getting a little carried away.
He's carried away, but no, Sam, it's not so.
Not at all. The other DJ who was in the studio thought that after the Industry Canada would launch a missile at our transmitter or call the cops or something. It went off the deep end, huh?
Yeah, kind of wigged out there.
Yelling at people.
There, yeah. I am, dissing about the IRC, and I start screaming at the IRC.
Sean hates the IRC.
The IRC makes me... Yeah.
I hate your words. He hates little bits on the screen. The IRC makes me...
We're in a supermarket, me and Sam, man. We're in the organic food section.
So funny.
And there's like these different kinds of teas, right? Because, you know, everybody's into the tea, you know, it's all, you know, the thing to do now. And they got like Thinko, you know, Ginkgo and Cola Nut and all this other shit. Like, you think faster and all this kind of jazz. Yeah. And there's a tea in there called Easy Now. And what you do is that the way the tea works is it goes Easy Now, Easy Now, Easy Now.
Just calm, calm, Easy Now.
Easy Now.
Slit your fucking throat!